podcast.
Balancing everyday life with the requirements of work and home can create pressures for all of us. To assist in achieving this balance, our Argan Butte Council offers an employee assistance programme. The employee assistance programme is a benefit designed to help staff, their spouses, partners, and children aged 16 to 24 to deal with personal or professional problems that could be impacting on general health and well-being. And here to tell us more about it is Jane Fowler, Head of Customer Support Services. So here's, joined by Jane. Now, obviously, we were talking about the employee assistance programme and staff are our biggest asset. This is about supporting well-being and enabling staff to, well, hoping staff can feel valued and support them in that well-being. But Jane, maybe tell us a bit about, you know, well-being isn't just health, it's got a wider, you know, when we talk about that, it's in a wide, slightly wider context. And how does the employee assistance program support that?
Yeah, thanks, Pippa, and thanks very much for having me on again to talk about well-being, because it is a really critical part of our support that we provide to all of our colleagues across the council, in council services and in health and social care. And one of the things that we've got right at the centre of all of this is our well-being strategy that we got approved a few years ago. And it's really pretty simple because it focuses on supporting three different aspects of well-being for all our staff: physical well-being, mental well-being, and also financial well-being. Because we recognise as an employer that if people are well in their mental health and their physical health and their financial health, both at home and at work, then both of these things are entirely intertwined and interactive. We all know that if we're having a bit of a bad day at home, then it's going to spread into our work environment. If we have a bit of a bad day at work, it's going to go back into home. So we recognise that people live their lives and work is a part of that. So with our well-being agenda, we've got a whole lot of different things. Some of you hopefully have read Wellbeing Wednesday, which has nearly been going for about a year now. And we've got the great wellbeing team that you've heard from in other podcasts. And they do a great job in pulling together resources for everybody. So the employee assistance programme is part of providing that support for all-round wellbeing. It's a common thing across employers in the private and public sector. It's seen as a benefit to staff. And it provides support, advice and information to employees on a completely confidential basis on any problems that might be affecting them at home or at work. And those can be problems with personal or work relationships, stress, mental health, physical health issues, travel and inoculation and vaccinations, and even financial, consumer rights or legal problems. So all of that is wrapped up within the employee assistance programme. It's all pretty practical too, and it's provided by qualified professionals who are accredited in whatever particular field that they're advising on. So it's, and I think one more thing to add is just coming back on that, you know, the interplay between home and work life. This support's available for both our employees and their families. So if anybody's got an issue at home or their family members have got an issue, then they can access the employee assistance programme as well, which I think is a really, really important promise for us and support for us to give to our employees.
No, I mean, I think we've talked about wellbeing before and had some of the team on. So if people are particularly interested, they can go back and listen to our previous podcast on that, which will be on the website. But and I mean, I know this is quite important to you and I, and something that we talk about quite a lot, because I think compared to when we and probably many people are listening started out in our careers, this has been quite a shift in workplace approach that recognises that people aren't kind of a separate person in their work persona to their home persona, and that their well-being is tied up with that of their family and their spouse and or partner or children. And, you know, those things can't kind of fit neatly into here's the box where you're at work, and here's the box where you're at home. And I think this approach is much more holistic in that sense, and we're trying to be much more proactive in not waiting till somebody's got a problem or they're perhaps suffering from a health issue, but enabling them to be in the best possible health well-being in that wider sense that you've articulated, which benefits them, benefits us, benefits the community. You know, it sits alongside the kind of outcomes we're trying to help support for all our communities, but obviously we've got a special relationship with our staff, who are such a valuable resource for us. So I think that shift is quite important to recognize that it isn't that when something's wrong, is if, you know, if you want to be fit and healthy all the way through your life, that, you know, there are resources that can support that. I mean, for somebody who hasn't interacted with the assistance program, maybe give a sense of, you know, what does that look like? Because it's not necessarily, you know, trooping up to an office like you would to a doctor's surgery or anything quite as, you know, which, you know, it can be intimidating for some people. There's far more sort of accessible options than that, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the contract that we've got, our employee assistance program is delivered by an organisation called Health Assured. And Health Assured is actually one of the biggest providers across the UK and Ireland. And they provide specialist support to over 15 million different people. So it's a really big, really well-known provider of services. And that makes it quite easy to access. It means there are a number of different ways of getting into finding out about the employee assistance program. And like you say, Pippa, a lot of the emphasis on wellbeing is trying to, you know, get a bit of proactive advice, you know, trying and take some action early on before you become unwell or before you get into any kind of bother or concern around finance or legal issues. All of those can be accessed on from the Employee Assistance Programme, from Health Assured. So you can have, there are a number of different ways of getting access to it. You can just look for information. And without logging in, so we've got login that I'll tell you about in a minute, but there's information available on Facebook and on Instagram. If you just look at Health Assured, if you do a little search on Health Assured, and we can provide the links to the podcast and where you can access this. So if you happen to be on Facebook or on Instagram and you're just interested in reading some articles about wellbeing and it interests you, then you can find it there without having to take that step to go online. So it's almost like a taster to the type of information that's provided. They've also got an online portal. So that's a website, the Health Assured EAP, and there's a website address for that we'll also include. And there's some high level information in there as well. But we also have an Argyll and Bute Council username and password. So you can get in and you can access the information that's available there. And you can approach the Employee Assistance Programme for structured support yourself through that portal. For those staff that we've got who are networked, you can access that via the hub. We've got information on the website on our My Council Works service, but we don't put the username and password there because obviously it's a public website. So staff can get access to that either from their manager or by calling our HR team on 01546 605513. Now, the other important thing to say is if you're needing counselling support, and it is, you need it now, it is available 24/7. And so there's a phone number available for the Employee Assistance Programme that you can phone at any time. And they'll give you that immediate support. They'll listen to you, they'll give you the support, and then they can guide you to the next steps. And the next steps will be different for everybody, depending on what the issue is that you have. So a number of different ways to kind of get into and get access to Health Assured through the portal, through social media or through the website. But if you have any questions about it at all, phone the wellbeing team. phone the wellbeing team on the number that I just said, or just contact, drop a wee email to wellbeing@argyll-butte.gov.uk and they'll point you in the right direction.
I think that, you know, if people are in that difficult situation, that 24-hour access is key and possibly not that widely known yet, just, you know, how accessible that is. But I mean, maybe for those of us that are kind of sitting in January, it's a bit cold, it's a bit wet, it's the, I know for me, it's sort of dark mornings, dog walking with a torch. It takes a little bit to kind of get you out there and doing things with maybe also indulged a bit too much in the chocolate cake over Christmas or the mince pies and things. You know, there's stuff around that sort of thing, isn't there? I know when I've sort of gone and looked, because I'm typical at this time of year, I don't have resolutions, but definitely come kind of, I'll be better this year, I'll be fitter and healthier. So there's some, looking at the app, there's sort of things like 4-week challenges and things that can just help you get up and going a little bit. As part of that, maybe tell people a little bit more some of those kind of things that are available.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So New Year can bring up a lot of different feelings and experiences for people. Sometimes it's like a burst of energy because you think, oh, right, new beginning, it's a new year, throw yourself into a new challenge, make some resolutions. And some of us are a little bit better than others on that. But those, yeah, I'm not really a completer finisher. That's But I do get really enthusiastic, and loads of us do, thinking, right, this is it, can get into my fitness, can get into, you know, just making those little changes. So yeah, there's in the app, which is called My Healthy Advantage, you can link in and sign up for some of those challenges. So a quick 4-week challenge to just give you a bit of competition, some targets, a bit of competition with yourself, to just maybe pick up something a little bit different and shift into a different gear for the new year. So yeah, have a look at the app. There are loads and loads of different things on there. I've downloaded it. I haven't made the most of everything that's on it, but you know, as it is the new year, I've got a new phone and I'll be downloading it on that. But the app as well has got stuff in terms of fact sheets and articles, and there are also loads of podcasts on it. So some from celebrities, I've got Dame Kelly Holmes telling about, you know, issues perhaps that they've had, how they've overcome them. And some of them really are quite inspirational and motivating. I think the thing about the app as well is there are ways to personalise the contact. So you can identify the topics you're interested in, and whatever it is, if it's parenting, if it's menopause, if it's fitness, if it's, you know, heart health, whatever it is that interests you, you can take a little bit of time. It does take a little bit of time, but just to highlight what it is that you're interested in, and then you'll start to get the prompts back from the app. So there's information from the wellbeing team about how to access it. And I know lots of us have got apps on our phones already, but you know, I really do think this is one that could help people maybe achieve some of their goals they might have set themselves for the new year.
I'm certainly going to be checking out the podcast, because as well as creating this podcast, I'm an avid podcast listener as well. So I'm hoping there's some good tips. And I do think, you know, I'm also, I don't like to admit it, but I'm actually secretly quite competitive. So that idea of the sort of 4-week challenges are kind of bite-sized enough that it seems achievable, but you know, enough to spur me on of not wanting to seem sort of drop the ball in terms of that. So I think, you know, there's some really good stuff. And you know, in preparing for this, you know, we had a quick chat, and I think, you know, our reflections is probably it's the support's best known for things like the counselling service and things, because that's probably the kind of services we've had running the longest. But you know, that kind of proactive stuff around the health and fitness is useful. But there is other stuff as well, isn't there, that, you know, goes into those wider areas in terms of the kind of areas of support that isn't just sort of health related, maybe sort of cover a bit of those sorts of areas that there's support for.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have talked a little bit about, you know, accessing the counselling service, and that that's the best used feature of the employee assistance programme that we use here in Argyll and Bute. So lots of people, I mean, 96% of all the contacts that our colleagues made to Health Assured were for counselling, and so only 4% for all of the other things that are available, the other information, advice and support. But that's good, because, you know, we've been telling people during COVID that it's there for them. And so it's great that people are using that support, that they're going to the Health Assured to get that support when they need it for their mental health. And the counselling service is obviously accredited, and everything's conducted in strictest confidence in line with the British Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy Code of Ethics. So that is available and it's widely used. But there's so much else there within the employee assistance programme that's available. So things you might not have thought about or not even considered would be offered by an employer. So there's information about financial issues. So you might be thinking at the beginning of the year, nice to make some plans for the year ahead. And some of those might have a financial cost, whether you're thinking about buying something new or whatever, or a family party. There's guidance in there provided by Health Assured that signposts you to money management advice, information on potential benefits, grants, mortgage advice, that kind of thing. There's also support for if at this time of year you maybe felt that you've overspent a little at Christmas. So there's also information, support and advice about debt counselling, debt support, how to help you practically get yourself in a better position in regard to that. There's also legal advice available. And I know that's something that we often, you know, it's not something that many of us have to look for on a regular basis. But quite often when there's something you think, actually, I think I could do with a lawyer to support me with that, and it's not necessarily included in your house insurance or whatever else. So Health Assured can also provide you with support for legal reasons. And we've seen a little bit of an increase in that. In use of that, but still very, very small. So, you know, I'd encourage anybody who's got issues about perhaps consumer rights or civil litigation, wills, landlord-tenant issues, maybe housing, property law, all of those things can be covered and you can get advice on that. So really, really, really useful for people who are maybe finding it a little bit unsure, and it's just kind of niggling away at you, you're not quite sure where to turn. So I think there's some really interesting additional and unexpected information and support there.
Yeah, and I mean, you touched on earlier that, you know, it's also available for your partner or your children or dependents, because, you know, that there is, and it's, you know, sadly Christmas isn't necessarily a positive time for everybody, but there's relationship advice. You know, as we're still in COVID, there's caring advice, and we all know those services, as we record this in January 21 is 22. Gosh, see, we're into the new year and I'm not practicing saying 2022. You know, those things are under pressure. So, you know, there's advice on all of those kind of things. And I think sometimes people assume it has to be work related, and it absolutely doesn't. It's the whole gambit of, you know, what we're all facing in life. Or, you know, it might be that you want to start the new year and quit smoking or something like that. That, you know, those kind of things as well. It's all there. I do think it's a really comprehensive resource. And I mean, we said that it's not just work, but there is some key work-related support in there as well, that perhaps people wouldn't think to use it for too. That's, you know, particularly for, you know, maybe managers are used to referring people, but there's support there for them as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, our managers, we ask a lot of our managers, and there is support available for them. Our managers are our employees as well, but they have that additional responsibility. And so we have seen a number of different management inquiries. And if, as a manager, you know, you're perhaps concerned about somebody in your team, that they're perhaps they're just not behaving, there's something different about them, whether it's health related, physical or emotional health. Then there is, we've got that relationship with Health Assured where the advisors would can signpost managers towards specific resources that would be helpful for the particular employee. So obviously we work within the bounds of confidentiality, but if there are some real concerns that a manager has and they're feeling a little bit out of their depth in dealing with somebody, then Health Assured can support the manager to start and take that first step in encouraging the employee perhaps to seek support themselves. So it's that support for managers, a bit of guidance and a bit of confidence in how to get the best for your team. And again, you know, a bit of shaping around that, some questions around that. If managers are in any way concerned or needing a bit of support, then please do call the wellbeing team on 5513, which is our HR line. But as well for managers, you know, there are a whole lot of other structured sessions that can be run by Health Assured. Those would be around perhaps your team's had suffered a, you know, you've been part of a kind of critical incident response, which does happen from time to time for us in some of the services that we're delivering. And, you know, maybe your staff have had found it quite traumatic to have that experience at work. So we can work with Health Assured to provide a structured kind of critical incident debrief, sort of proactively provide an intervention, a group meeting or discussion about a particularly distressing incident. And then we can also look at supporting you with diffusing, which is a kind of shorter intervention, a little bit less formal than an official debrief, but it does allow the team to perhaps get together and diffuse from a situation that they found quite difficult. And that could be about anything. It could be the loss of a colleague. So if our team have, you know, if you've got a close-knit team or you've had and you have somebody who you've lost within that team, then the EAP also we can work with them to give a bit of a structured or individual sessions following the death of a colleague, and just to explore and support around that kind of experience of grief so that the team are able to deal with it in a kind of healthy way and move forward at their own pace, obviously. But we're creating that environment of being open about a challenge and issue and having dialogue around it, obviously guided by the needs of the team. So again, that's something else that's available for management, for managers. And we can also do kind of feedback and briefings, and you know, there are a lot of different additional things available for managers to help support their team well-being.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the message to teams is if you think there's some kind of support that would be useful, but you're not sure whether it's included, reach out to the HR team because they can help in navigating that. And they probably, you know, I think from what you've covered, there probably is something that can help in some way because it is so comprehensive. And then a question that always comes up with these things, because it just adds a degree of complexity, but we've obviously got staff who are part of council employees who are part of the health and social care partnership, and they can still access this as well, can't they? So we need to make that clear.
Yeah, they can. All our council employees can access it. So colleagues in the health and social care partnership in the council access this our Health Assured EAP, and the NHS have recently introduced one as well. So colleagues on the health side of the Health and Social Care Partnership are also provided for. And I think just around that as well, COVID has shown that there's a whole lot of other support for mental health nationally available through the wellbeing. There's a wellbeing portal that Scottish Government have developed, so that complements it. But yeah, everybody who's council employed in the HSCP can access support.
And I think, you know, this podcast is accessible to our communities as well as staff. So, you know, and I think something I'd want to get across is just that whole message of it is accessible to family and dependents. So, you know, even if you're not an employee and you think the support would be useful, you know, and give your family member a bit of a nudge if you think it would be useful, because, you know, they can access, but you can access it as well. And, you know, in close-knit communities like ours, that, you know, it then has a really big reach in terms of as a resource. And we, you know, we've got it in place. We want people to use it. So, yeah. You know, please, you know, give that person that sent over the dinner table a nudge if you think it would be, if you think it would come in handy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's all sorts of support in there. You know, family counselling sessions, couple counselling sessions, the stuff we've talked about already, financial, legal, you know, physical, mental health, well-being, so much in there to provide support for employees and their families. What we also did was, you know, our communities have been a really important part of supporting us through COVID. So what we have done is provide the EAP assistance free of charge to some of those community groups who were integral to that delivery of our COVID response. So, you know, it's still tough and challenging for them. So we thought it was an important part of the service that we deliver, just to include them in it as well as part of the support we offer to essentially say thank you for the work that they've done to support us in the communities.
No, I think that's really important to bring out, because that has been integral to our response. We couldn't have done what we've done without working hand in glove with all those groups and in communities that have helped deliver what we've needed to respond to. And I mean, hopefully as we move further into the year, some of the positive advice, like sort of travel vaccinations and things, are the kind of information people can access, as well as, you know, some of that maybe in getting them through some of the tough times. So, you know, there's a lot of sort of positive and, as we say, proactive stuff in there that can support you in doing the nice things as well as dealing with the difficult things.
Yeah, definitely. Roll on the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. Holidays and sunshine. Hopefully we can all enjoy that. Well, thank you, Jen. Hopefully that's just opened up a bit more what's available for people, and we'll see some more uptake of those wider resources, because it is really valuable. And I would you know, I've got the app and I've gone and explored some of that, and there is a raft of information. I wouldn't claim in any way to have explored anything other than sort of touching the surface. So I would absolutely encourage people to get in. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably like podcasts, so there were loads in there for you to access. So give it a go. So thank you very much, and I'll reference the links in the conclusion, so people can hopefully find it and try out some of what's on offer.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you very much, Pippa, for covering this. It's an important topic that's dear to my heart. So, delighted. Thanks.
Me too. Thanks, Jane.
If you are an employee of the council and you think the Employee Assistance Programme might be helpful, please check out the information on the hub. You can search Employee Assistance Programme and find all the information and how to access the app, with even more useful information and tools at your disposal. You can also contact the HR team or your line manager to get access if you don't have access to the hub. Don't forget, there's access as well for family members. So if your family member is an employee of the council, speak to them about it. And even if you're not an employee of the council, you can check out our providers' social media feeds. So at Twitter, it's @health_assured. That's AWSURED. And on Instagram, it's healthassured underscore. Check out what they've got to offer.
Pippa's Podcast.